Are you looking for a show that has compelling villains?
It's too late, Mage Slayers.
Noble heroes.
Face me, you tentacle!
High stakes.
What the hell is that?
A bit of an anti-climax.
Even higher stakes.
There really is no peril here at all.
What about violence?
We don't judge.
Twists.
What a fucking twist.
More twists.
Oh. Fuck.
What about more violence? More noble heroes and compelling villains?
There is nothing worse that you can do.
I really don't know why we're fighting. Is there a chance we could just talk it out?
What about extended scenes with running and fearful laughing? No Return has some of that stuff and more. Like this beautiful song that's actually about pegging. So be sure to check out No Return wherever good podcasts, and also bad podcasts, wherever any podcasts are generally found.
Special thanks to our Indiegogo supporters, Audrey, Rowan, Cam, Alex, Liz, Pine, Angela, Julie, Sophia, Alvin, Abby, Ted, Christian, Pinky, Heather, Talia, and Gail. If you'd like to help fund Season 2, check out our Patreon, starting at just £2 a month. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this episode.
Pass without trace, can't be sure what's real. Glass informs space. Welcome to Shadowfield. Welcome to Shadowfield.
Aren't you a little young to be joining the ground?
Hooray! Wasn't Cleo?
Oh, honey, we've been trapped here long before you learned how to write.
Trapped? Who's trapped?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me out there?
Keep trying, Dylan.
What do you think I'm doing, Freya?
Qua?
She is the one. She knows it all. All hail the Grim Reaper. All hail the bringer of death. She hears our pleas. She will bring peace. She is alone, but we will love her. We are her friends now. She's listening. She is smiling onwards. Smile onwards, smile onwards, smile onwards, smile onwards. Smile onwards, smile onwards, smile onwards, smile onwards, smile onwards.
Is there something wrong,
my
dear?
Smile onwards, smile onwards. Smile onwards, smile onwards.
Is Jolly okay?
Smile onwards, smile onwards, smile onwards.
I believe it has been here too long.
Do you hear that?
Yes. Yes, that storm is quite dramatic.
Right. The storm.
Are you
feeling all right?
Why wouldn't I be? It's not like everyone's lost their mind. Yeah, laugh it up.
Is it us or is it you?
I'm perfectly sane.
That's what they all say.
We're not the one who's lost their script.
I am nobody's puppet.
You have no say in fate.
I watched you die.
Most of us already are.
Pollux?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please. Please make it stop. Smile onward.
Pollux? Hey, buddy, speak to me. Man, why? Stop. Stop the music. Stop all of this. I...
My, what have you done?
Angel, it's so nice to see you.
She's here. My savior, she's here.
Show's over, puppet.
I hate you.
Get in line.
Attention all camps in the area. This is Cameron from Camp Purple with this week's missing camper report. If anybody who answers to these names arrives at your camp, please respond back as soon as possible on this frequency. They may seem lost or confused. Please take care of them while one of their friends comes to pick them up. The names are as follows. Max Henry has been missing since Tuesday night. Baratan and Caleb Piper missing since Sunday morning. Marcha, Cam Ryan P., Felix Pizorski, and Jasper T. went missing together, last seen heading east last Thursday. Ben Jacinto missing for 2 weeks. Gwendolyn Kelly, Emma Skinner, and Paula Ducey Centers missing for 1 month. Aquila Pullen, Teresa C.R., 7 months. We will not lose hope in them. Cry M.J., Lexi Conwell, Pluto M., and Raven R. are amongst those who have been confirmed dead. We are sorry for your loss. Camp Purple, signing off.
A fountain, aged stone, intricately carved. The pillars are cracked, and black vines wrap around them, climbing up towards the roof in search of shadows, darkened corners untouched by the sun. Pure, hidden, balanced. The water is motionless. The path draws them closer. Twigs become bird bones, and mud becomes spilled well water. Or is that blood? Best not to look down. The dark water begins to shift, whirls in excitement. Are those carvings watching you? Your audience awaits, little campers. Jump into the unknown. I've waited long enough.
So, how did you know you were in love with them?
The same way I love you. You grew on me, like a fungus.
I'm a human, not a fungus. But I'm talking in love, like romantically. It is just romantic, right?
You know me, asexual through and through.
You're avoiding my question.
So I am.
Iris.
Right, fine, yes, okay. I knew when... Well, there wasn't a specific moment. More of a progressive realization. A question I'd been asking myself for a few weeks. A nagging sort of feeling. Like a theory, where the answer was just out of reach. Until one day when it just clicked.
Clicked? Like how?
Like how you remember the name of the song that's been stuck in your head for days. I'd look at them and my chest would go all warm and I'd feel at home. Like I could spend every moment with them and it would be enough. Yet never possibly enough all at the same time. Just to be in their orbit, to exist around them and learn to be myself makes me feel good. Happy. They make me happy. And I like to think I make them feel happy as well.
For what it's worth, I think you do.
I may not be very good at picking up people's emotions, but they do smile a lot around you.
I used to think you were falling in love with Yen.
What? Really? How come?
You just seemed really drawn to each other. Don't get me wrong, I get that you guys are just friends. I just thought maybe you wanted to, you know, date her.
I'm not sure I work like that.
Never given much thought to general preference, but romance doesn't appeal to me as much as it should, I guess. Yen thinks I might be Aeroace like her, but labels frustrate me.
Well, that explains a lot. You don't need to fit into any label or box, especially not if they don't help you.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Iris?
Hmm?
If you start getting really mushy, I will be pushed to start using your books as bonfire fuel.
You start burning my books and you'll be the bonfire fuel.
Oi vey, I think your crow is broken.
No, we're here. Wait, this is the door to the Shadow Realm?
This is a well.
Theoretically, it had to be more hidden.
But, what's the Shadow Realm?
Stupid or daring. I wouldn't touch those vines if I were you. They look toxic, to say the least.
Iris, don't tell me we have to go down there.
Well, that's all the answers I need.
Hey, don't do anything stupid without
I'll
me.
I'll see you on the other side.
Unbelievable.
What are we even doing here? Real helpful, buddy.
For Blue.
You hear that? They'll be here soon. You do make good bait, after all.
Get up! Breathe!
Where are we?
I think this is meant to be a bathtub. It's hard to tell when everything's so...
dark?
Dark, gloomy, void-like. It's like this place was built to give me the creeps.
We just climbed into a random well in the middle of the woods, and some black matter is what freaks you out?
It just feels unnatural, like it could drain the light right out of me.
If it took all the color out of your hair, what color would it leave?
Save your energy. We don't have time for an existential crisis right now.
You're just jealous I thought of it first.
Whatever you say, Zenith.
You didn't happen to bring a towel, huh? Iris, never mind.
How is that?
Different realm, different physics?
I mean, theoretically...
Don't start.
Sure, Zen. Different realm, different physics.
Huh. I wonder...
Zenith? What are you doing?
This door is open. Could lead to...
Wait! Don't! Zenith! Zenith! Please open the door! Zen!
Did you know you can drown in an egg cup of water? Of course. It takes a lot more than that to drown you easily. Humans struggle more than is ideal. No matter how hard you try, your body will refuse to inhale the water. It will try to save you until the very last second. The majority of dying is just painful suffocation, your body resisting the urge to breathe in, overpowered by the primal urge to survive, until you eventually run out of air, and it has no choice.
Please, we're so close! Don't you want to see them again? Don't leave me here! I can't do this without you! Come on!
I assure you, this is pure sea water. You've never experienced this warm, have you? Bordering on boiling, is it not? The sweet smell of the beach... Or is that just my victory? And you were so close, too. Hold your breath now, Zenith, my prodigy. Try to survive. Not that you'll have the option for much longer.
What? What are you doing, Angel?
Daddy, we're still alive,
I really don't give two twigs if we're still alive. Let him go.
And exactly what kind of power do you think you're holding right now?
You're killing him!
That's the point, Teddy. People are meant to get hurt, meant to die. That is their purpose. That is how we win.
Not like this it isn't. What happened to Angel's big almighty plan? Your cunning schemes? The big play is drowning him before they even have a chance? This is lazy, Angel. This is no victory. Is this really the story you want to tell?
Even if I let him go, he'll be dead soon anyway.
Exactly. So just lay off for a moment, will you?
Fine. But this is on your head, not mine.
This, along with everything else you've done.
Aren't you meant to be getting the star of the show ready?
Right. Yes, Angel.
You live for now, little prodigy.
Zenith! Come on, Zen, talk to me. Ball, where did that come from?
Maybe I swallowed it?
What does this even... Oh, it looks like a map, but it keeps distorting and changing. Does that mean this place is...
How do we know where we're meant to be going with no markers? I don't think this is a very good map, and...
Breathe, Zen. You almost just drowned. Let me read the wacky magical map. I know we'll know when we're close.
And until then?
We're running off stolen luck.
I trust your judgment, Iris.
And I trust yours. Are you ready to move? You can take another minute or so, but we have so little time.
I'm raring to go. Just help me up.
Sure.
Your fortune told today, look no further than the future teller himself, Mothman, for 3 payments of... You can avoid your next encounter with death. Mothman is not responsible for your change of fate after initial interaction.
Hello. Who's out there? I know you're watching me again, so tell me who you are, or...
Please don't struggle. It only makes things worse for you.
What are you, another one of the puppets? Here to try and break my spirit? Give it up, I have no intention of breaking.
I mean you no harm.
What, you come in peace?
Yes.
Ah, parfait. So you're either an alien, or you're here to play good cop? Which, by the way, is so obviously an oxymoron anyway, so...
Are you trying to intimidate me by using big words?
I mean, is it working?
No.
Then no. No, I am not. Some of us just have a decent vocabulary.
I just want to help you, but I can't if you fight me claw and nail all the way, so please...
All the way where, exactly?
To your friends? Well, your friend and your... lover, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Work with me, please. I'm trying to...
Say that. But I've been here way too long to believe you. How long has it been? Years?
That doesn't... Time works differently here.
I'm done playing your games, spirit.
Ah, oh, it's almost too late.
You hear me, shadows? Face me yourself.
Tintayutunla.
I hear you loud and clear, Bait.
What do you want?
Don't insult my intelligence by pretending you don't know what's going on, demon.
Oh, I'm a demon now, am I? Now, do tell, what about me indicates demonic power to your mind and not... I don't know, a god? A divine presence? An angel?
If you're going to give me one of your strange villain speeches, save it. I've heard enough of them to last me several lifetimes.
And how long is this lifetime you claim to have.
Will you be quiet? Do you ever stop talking?
Soon enough. After all, you are the main attraction of the show.
Isn't there some kind of a consent form my mom has to sign for something like that? Doesn't seem like a reputable show.
You can dig your heels in all you like, but when the time comes, you'll be there.
I wouldn't bet on it, Demon.